NRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Complaining of a rigged trial orchestrated by the White House, former President Trump is back in a New York courtroom this morning. Says the whole thing's a stunt meant to keep him off the campaign trail.
I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there.
And the jury selection continues for his criminal trial. 12 jurors have been seated to hear the case, with 5 alternates yet to be chosen. Last weekend's Iranian missile and drone attack on Israel has been answered by Israel with drone strikes on military facilities near a city in central Iran.
Now, Iran is not calling this an attack. They're downplaying it. They're trying to make jokes about it on state television today. But it comes after Tehran launched an attack that saw hundreds of drones and missiles launched at Israel. That followed another Israeli attack in Syria that killed members of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard.
Correspondent John Gambrell, the U.S. reportedly got a heads up from Israel shortly before the attack was launched. Secretary of State Blinken insisting the U.S. had nothing to do with it, but he says the U.S. does stand by Israel. Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration plans to throttle new oil and gas leasing on 13 million acres of a federal petroleum reserve in Alaska.
The aim of the restriction is to help protect wildlife such as caribou and polar bears as the Arctic continues to warm. The decision finalizes protections first proposed last year as the Biden administration prepared to approve the controversial Willow Oil Project. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan called the restriction an illegal attack on the state's economic lifeblood and predicted lawsuits.
Correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 140 points, the Nasdaq 153 points lower. This is SRN News. A former ambassador to Israel weighs in on the two-state solution.
David Friedman says it won't work. The man who represented the U.S. in Jerusalem during the Trump administration told a recent Heritage Foundation event that the Hamas attacks of last October proved that Israel cannot negotiate peace with the Palestinians. Polls indicate that most Palestinians support the attack, and Friedman says, quote, there is no pathway to statehood for people who feel that way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In England, a Muslim student who wanted to pray during lunchtime has lost a court fight against a strict London school that has banned prayer on campus. A high court judge says the female student had accepted that she would be subject to religious restrictions when she enrolled. The high-performing secular school in the Wembley area imposes a rigid set of rules and discipline on its diverse body of students, roughly half of whom are Muslim. This is SRN News. California taxpayers to fork out more money on the homeless.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced nearly $200 million in grant money to cities and counties to move homeless people from encampments into housing. The Democrat governor also pledged to crack down on local governments that were not doing their part. He says a state unit that enforces housing development plans of cities and counties will expand to oversee local spending on homelessness. An estimated 171,000 people are homeless in California. The number has grown despite massive investments by the state. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A bill pending in California wants to make more rental housing available to tenants with pets. The assembly bill would ban blanket no pets policies, but also prohibit landlords from charging extra for security deposit and rent for tenants who have cats, dogs, or other common household animals. Supporters say too many renters struggle to find housing because landlords will not take pets. SRNNews.com.